Yeah, thanks for the nice can open
there. What was that for?
A nice crisp can opening for old time's sake, you know?
Oh, really?
So long since I've had a can to open on pod.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hello!
Hi!
This is Stargate Oversight.
Ohio gozaimasu.
A second Criterion movie has struck the SGO podcast.
Today we are going to be talking about a great Japanese franchise called Yakuza. As the new game is just released.
Normally I would welcome these diversions, but we have a 3.5 hour movie to get through.
It's like a 1 hour movie with plot. Come on. Right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So yeah, today we have covered the classic Akira Kurosawa movie Seven Samurai from the year 1954.
Yeah. What do you want about? Seven Samurai 20XX came out in the year 2005.
Shut
the fuck
up. It was
a PS2 video game. It's true. There's a PS2 video game based on the movie, even if it's a bit shit.
Honestly, I think if we want to do like a promotional stream for this one, I think a perfect game is to go for like one of the like Way of the Samurai games.
That's true. But there is literally a game that is a spin-off of it, which is the Seven Samurai 20XX.
Apocalypse. Hi everybody, I am, as ever, Arctisha Frost, and my pronouns are she and her.
Hi, my name's Hope Freyrol, I'm a samurai of the Himejoshi Sword School, and my pronouns are she and it.
Oh yeah, I'm a swordsman from the Fujoshi Sword School.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kazma, my pronouns are he and him, and I'm a yakuza.
You don't exist yet!
No, I think the Oh yeah, right, it's 1500s, right?
Yeah, no, they don't. Hi, I'm Roy, pronouncing him. How's it going?
So, we have to start the movie. And we start the movie because we're back in the time when credits were at the start of the movie, and therefore, the whole movie is technically post-credits, so eat that Marvel films.
The entire movie is a post-credits scene.
Exactly!
I think my personal favorite part of the movie is when Katsuhiro is walking off into the distance at the end of the movie, and then he gets suddenly approached by Nick Fury.
Oh, fuck. My favorite part of the movie happens really early on.
He's approached by Nick Fury.
No, he's approached by Batman Ninja, because...
Fuck no, you're right.
All right, okay, fuck it, I have to ask.
No, you've won.
No, I have to ask this. Right, the hairstyles that a lot of these Japanese men have, where they basically shave off the middle part of their hair.
They're fucking atrocious.
Just because some, like, lord or some shit was balding and went, no, this is my style, everyone follow it, and then everyone just did it?
God. Like, again, I don't know the full origin of, like, why that became the thing samurai had to do, but...
I think it's like an honor and position thing, because like Kanbe cutting off his top knot to disguise himself
specifically. Specifically, but I'm talking about why specifically the fucking shave top of the head bit, because I'm boys, it looks fucking atrocious.
Oh my god, I just googled it.
What? Yeah?
It was so that the helmets would fit tighter?
Oh my god.
Make a better helmet, scrub.
Oh my god, and then this custom continued when there were no more wars, and then it just became fucking, like, a fad.
It's not so much, it's more of, like, the sort of peasant sort of extras in this film, but it's so funny that you can tell that a bunch of them are do not have a shaved top of their head.
Yes.
But in fact, they're wearing the world's... they are wearing the world's, like, worst, most obvious bald cap on the top of their head.
Yeah, some of them are, yes.
Yeah.
Which I understand at the time this movie came out when it was on lower resolution screens.
Oh my god, no, I'm really...
You would not have seen it, but...
it's even dumber. It was because, like, lordly samurais did it, it became a fucking, like, oh, yes, cool people do this, so we'll do it too.
Ugh.
It was literally a fad.
So what you're saying is everyone's basically going out and buying a giant Range Rover because that's what some rich bastard did.
No, but it's everyone thinking... going out and getting one of those fucking cups that everyone's stealing right now.
Oh, the Stanley Cup thing.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I tell you what it is. It's because it became the prestigious thing to do. It's like the modern day where barbers can only do fades now.
Yeah.
Or they do that hairstyle where it's like weird, like little curls on like British chavs that just doesn't look good because it's so like unnatural.
Yeah, and then you have it styled slightly differently. So, you know, if you're a top, a bottom, a verse, if you're gay, you know, they have those little bits little flags.
So yeah, we start off with the opening titles. We start off with me playing Mountain Blade.
Yeah, it's Stonks.
It's me playing Mountain Blade, arriving at the village that we literally just looted. We're being like, hey, boss, maybe we should like come back later and actually attack when they have shit again. We literally just raided them.
Fuck, now I have to go somewhere else.
One more thing, that hairstyle was banned by the shogunate. sorry, not the shogunate. Not the shogunate. When the shogunate was toppled, the Meiji government banned it.
The one good thing Imperial Japan did.
They made some sick battleships.
The Meiji government banned it. Not like it's literally okay. We have ever heard the shogunate. What's our first option? Ban that.
We are getting rid of that atrocious fucking car.
I am fed up of a cold wind on the top of my head in the winter. Fuck this. But I guess rained on it sucks.
Yeah. Again, the one good thing that they did.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of what they did led to the Japan of World War II. Not so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, this is all overheard by an old man who's got his camo index high enough so that they can't see him.
Yeah. He is just like, he's got like a big basket of sticks and a stick hat and he's hiding in the sticks.
It's literally Metal Gear Solid 3 fucking camo. Like, just paint your face like a brick and sit there. It's like,
exactly.
It's...
Oh. So, yeah, welcome to Japan. It's the past. Shit's fucked. The farmers are having a bad time because they're peasants. The law won't protect them. Hey, we'll kill a man who's been beaten in battle, but we're not going to fight for our lives, though. Because, fuck that.
Yeah, they're all sort of crying and praying, and then a huge argument sort of starts when one of them is like, yo, what if we killed them?
Yeah, what if we just actually got off our asses and actually fought back?
And then they're all like, we're like a bunch of farmers with no weapons, we have no idea what the fuck we're doing, we will die if we do that.
But what if we tried?
Except that kind of proven to be wrong later when...
Well, it's not proven to be wrong later because they're specifically trained to fight.
No. I meant the weapons thing.
Oh, okay, good point. Yes, we'll get
they
to that.
They have weapons.
No, you're right, they do, in fact, have weapons, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they have weapons. They have, like, they know how to kill because, of course, they have to in this time period, but, like, they don't, they're afraid. They're too afraid to do anything until someone can, like, you know, guide them.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not just that. I mean, specifically, the fact that they have weapons is also, like, a pretty huge fucking deal from the perspective of... If the magistrate found out that they had fucking weapons, they would all be dead. Because it is illegal to own a weapon if you are not a samurai.
Like, this is also a very important point about this movie. The reason that these guys can't do anything is because if they kind of fought back, they'd probably be murdered for fighting.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they won on their own, they would be murdered for having weapons.
but they won't come and stop the bandits because they're bandits. And it's like, what?
That's a peasant problem. Skill issue.
Mm-hmm.
Can we fix it ourselves? Yeah, sure. What happens if we do? We'll kill you.
Well, no, we can't do that because we're too busy, like, fighting that guy over there and killing all his peasants.
Yeah. Count yourself lucky he's not coming your way.
Yeah, yeah. Count yourself lucky that you're only being murdered by bandits and you're not being murdered by an enemy daimyo, idiot.
Yeah.
Well, is there a difference? We'll get there. In fact, there's a big thing about that later on in the movie.
Yep. But anyway, they have a solution to their disagreement, and that solution is the old man.
Yes, we go to the old man and we start praying.
Love the old man.
I love the old man's so good. Everyone is like, they're all carrying on their arguments. They're all as they were before, but the old man is like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Shut the fuck up, everybody. Listen to me. Here is what we do. You all seen the title of the movie?
Mm. Yeah. Look, here's the script.
Right here. I have read the script and I'm ignoring the part where I die at the end.
That's right. The movie is called Four Samurai, so we should hire Four Samurai.
I mean, to be fair, I do love the reasoning for that. He tells them to go and hire Four Samurai.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fun when they come back and he tells them why four. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we'll get there.
He's like, well, we can't afford to pay them, so we're going to need to
find hungry.
Yeah, oh, I love that so much, where they're like, no samurai would fight for food, their honor just wouldn't allow it, and they're like, well, a hungry one would.
And then the old man is just like, you fucking nuts?
Yeah, it's like, a hungry one would. Crazy.
Like, I love this dude. He's like, someone who was starving but knew how to fight fucking would do anything.
So, they travel, I suppose, to a sort of nearby larger town. Some of the boys go there, and they're basically just hanging around, offering dudes with swords some, like, sake and rice.
Yeah, they show up in the village, the plot of Demon Slayer is happening behind them, but that's not important right now.
They offer one guy some food and sake, and then when they ask him to fight for them, he beats the shit out of them.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, you cheeky bugger?
I am a samurai, I would never do that! I don't fight for food, I fight for glory and honor!
Alright, starve.
Yeah. Can you eat glory and honor? Starve.
He ate their food and told them to go fuck themselves.
He did.
Yeah, he did. I fight for honor.
Very honorable!
Money.
Very honorable!
Yep.
I fight for honor, steals their food. What? Huh?
Yeah, they go to the inn. They go to the inn and they're depressed. Some of the other like travelers there are laughing at them for being brokers and yelling what color is your Bugatti at them.
Yo, you fucking scrub. You just got conned by that guy.
Yeah, they're all laughing at them.
They're there for at least 10 days.
Yeah, one of the peasants is like, I would to like one of the older guys there is like, you know, I would pay good money to watch you fuck your wife.
Oh man, it's some of like the stuff in here is like. A, 1950s Japan, which was already backwards in art in terms of 1950s in a lot of the world. B, this is set in the 1500s.
Yes. Yeah. It's a period piece from the perspective of a Japanese director in the 1950s.
You're not going to get
some rough. There's going to be some rough things in this movie.
Yeah,
and it's also going to be not. Like, it's also probably going to be completely normal for the time period, which is, like, you have to...
I mean, to be fair, well, we say old Japan, but this is the shit we were still doing in cinema.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, in terms of, like...
In fact, in the 60s, look at James Bond. There's some... There's the worst shit in James Bond.
Come here, you want it. No, yes. Oh, yes. No, yes.
Yep.
Yes. See? She said yes. It's fine.
Yeah.
I gotta love me some... Gotta love me some just basically rape, but not quite.
We also have another guy who's sort of staying in that room as well.
Oh yeah, there's the gambler.
is the gambler who's like, "Oh, hello, everybody. I am totally a real samurai."
Oh, yeah, the guy. Yeah. Like the guy who gets fucking cleaned out and then.
And then the other guys, the other travelers are like, "Hey, aren't you the guy who we completely cleaned out and then beat the shit out of when you tried to draw your sword?
You tried to fight us and we just put the fuck out of you?"
His excuse is like, "Well, I was hungry."
Which, to be fair, I can understand that. But listen, yeah, it's
as
like,
Dungeon Meshi.
Look, he hadn't had his Snickers, so right.
Yeah, as Dungeon Meshi taught us, you are what you eat and you need to have some goddamn food in you.
But it's like, I was hungry, and then it's like, all right, like he
well, fight us now. And then he immediately runs away back to
bed. Like, he thinks about it, and then he starts waking up his friends. And it's like a giant man just stands up, like half naked, and goes burr, 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 and like looks around. and he just immediately starts like slowly crawling away into his bed.
It's so good.
But hey, we've got the plot. We're about 25 minutes in at this point. It's time for the plot to occur because...
By the way, we are 25 minutes in and we haven't skipped over anything important. This movie is long and has a lot of scenes of just fuck all.
Again, this is the thing. It's because it's a period piece, that's why they're there.
Yes, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's very, like, when I'm trying to explain to the listeners, we are not skipping shit, which is literally how this movie goes.
it's weird from, like, a modern perspective and looking at a modern movie.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I mean, it's not that weird to me, because I've seen a few movies from this sort of era now, so I'm kind of used to it, but...
Mm.
Same.
I was going to say, well, very much comparative to Westerns, they have a very similar structure to that because the Western and the Samurai film have a lot of sort of commingling history together, both influencing one another in the direction of how sort of those movies went.
Mm-hmm.
A very, 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 very overt example of that, the Samurai movie, also a Kurosawa movie, Yojimbo, which was entirely lifted and stolen to use as the plot of A Fistful of Dollars.
Yep.
I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, and it was like to the point it was so blatant that the director got fucking sued for it and had to pay out a shitload of money to Kurosawa.
Which is quite funny because this movie, like, they learned their lesson and they licensed it to make fucking... the Seven Gunmen movie. The Magnificent Seven. Like, this movie was immediately licensed for, like,
$2,000. Because they got caught. Because they got fucking caught.
Yeah, they got caught last time. So, like, $2,000 for a major
wasn't
movie.
The Magnificent Seven a different guy?
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Yeah.
I think, I hope this means, like, Hollywood sort of in general.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't Hollywood. It was Spaghetti Western, which is
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people, a few stars in particular, would go on to become sort of Hollywood. But
but the ones in these films were like nothing, or like nobodies at the start.
Yeah. So yes, it is Italian cinema. Technically, we are talking about yes.
Mm. But yeah,
sorry,
so...
just wanted to like double check.
No, you are right. That is my accurate, yes.
So a thief has come into the village, taken a child hostage, and we see a samurai called Kanbei. Is gonna deal with
our fucking boy, yeah.
It's our boy, one of the samurai with a defined personality.
Defined personality and the thickest fucking lips I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ.
This man is like fucking almost every scene he is, his like facial expression is just him being so cunt.